prepare yourselves for the brain-stretching conclusion to this Bible-centric message. TheSpeakingDeacon.com. Truth is here.
Jesus made us sufficient, rendered us fit to be a servant, to be a child of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus did that. It's a work of Christ. Obviously, we didn't do it. But that's our drive. That's what gives us our hope to try again and tell someone else they need Jesus. And I love to mention here that, for he rescued us from the dominion of darkness. Because we all thought wacky things like that first slide at one point. And God just unsorts it. He cleans it up. He gets rid of the gunk and the bad thinking in our hearts and our minds. And he straightens us out. And it's so, the biggest hope I have is that God's going to sanctify me even a little bit more tomorrow. And that tomorrow I'm just going to be that much more holy. Not because of me, but because the Holy Spirit keeps hammering it out. And what I liken it to is, in Maine, not quite like Colorado, we get some snow. And if you left a toy out in, let's say, October, you will never see it again till April or May. It's gone. It'll be buried under snow, up to so many feet. And like if you left like a hose out, which would really make my parents mad, is to leave the garden hose out all winter long, because you know it's ruined. But in the springtime, you would get to, the whole yard's flat. The grass is not only dead, it's flat, right? And then there's the hose, and it's just covered in weeds, and it's packed down into the mud and dirt. And you grab the hose, and you pick it up, and you start to pull it, and it's all tangled up, and it's got weeds and stuff, and you're pulling and breaking it free from its embedding. That's sanctification in Christ right there. Is despite us and despite our wickedness, God just keeps ripping us out of the crud, straightening us out, cleaning us off, and making us usable again. And it's painful sometimes, it's inconvenient at times, and it's uncomfortable. And God just keeps just ripping us out of the ground. That's sanctification. I wish it was just like a whoo! I wish it was more like that, and we just get up, take a shower, we're sanctified. It's not like that at all, because of our sinful nature, which is the mud and the grass. How are we doing? Am I giving you a lot of information? Okay. So what's our response to this? Well, first of all, we got a mission. Yes. Yes, thankfulness is huge. Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to start at verse 9 and go to verse 11. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, Paul's writing about a church, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. See, now here's what frustrates me about me. As a personal application, is bearing fruit in every good work. So I'm doing a good work, let's say, but where's the fruit? See, we got to bear fruit with our good works. Some might argue that our good works are fruit. I'd say that's part of it. But fruit, I'm so hungry for fruit. I want to see fruit. If I'm preaching, and I am, I want to see people get excited about Christ, grow in Christ, take risks for Jesus, do things they've never done before, and let's see this church get filled with sinners, see them get saved from hell, and then see them grow up. To love God and people, and to make disciples. To make disciples. That's the fruit. That's the fruit. If we're not growing, we're not bearing fruit. And I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with me in that. It's not your fault. It's my fault. It's my fault for not praying hard enough. It's my fault for not saying, come on, God, make it happen. I'm a servant of Jesus, and I'm responsible to Jesus to bear fruit. And growing in the knowledge of God, all these things we're called to do. All these things we're called to do. So we're wrapping it up here. I just want to unpack a little more about our response. All right. Oh, look at that. Where did that come from? First, I want to read to you from 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 through 11. It says this. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, and now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in this world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. And that's part of our battle. But that's part of our response. Pawpaw Bible Church, we're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Why? That we can declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. That's why we exist. That's why it's on the pulpit. That's why we exist. That's our job. That's our ministry. And this is what it looks like. Didn't you mention that at the beginning, Jeff? Yes, and here we are again. The five disciplines. Go ahead and try to find something in Scripture that isn't an overarching category. Worship. Are we commanded to worship God? Absolutely. And that's in our worship time here. That's in our worship. That's in our practice, our expression of worship. That comes out in everything. One thing I want to point out, though, is for these five disciplines, is this is a response from a saved individual, a response to one who loves God. This isn't to get to heaven. This is the response of someone who is going to heaven. This is what it looks like. If you want to know what it looks like to be a disciple, this is what it looks like. This is what it looks like. And you bathe this whole thing in prayer. Lots of conversation with God, because it's rough. This is a rough but blessed journey. And so again, I ask you, and think about this, what do these look like for you? You all live, we all have our jobs, we all have our family, we all have our goals and you know, schedules. What do these look like? What would your worship look like? Do you all have pens and papers and stuff? Maybe you want to write this down. Of course, I always have it on the bulletins. Do you think there's a trend? What if there was some repeating thing that I constantly dropping? What could it be? So worship. What does it look like to worship? What does your worship look like during the week? When do you do it? Do you do it on purpose? Does sometimes it just pop out of you? Oh, thank you, God, that's awesome. You know? Fellowship. What Christian groups are you getting together with for the purpose of Bible study, prayer, and confessing our sins one to another? Oh, that one again? That's whacked. All right, yeah, but that's there. Who are you doing that with? When? I don't hear much scribbling going on. Okay, there's a reality here. Let's let the rubber meet the road for a little bit. Ministry. What is your ministry in the church? What is your ministry in the church? Write it down. I'm listening for the scribbling. There's a reality here. There's a stark reality of living for Christ. Discipleship. What is your Bible study schedule? Write it down. What is your Bible study schedule, daily or weekly? Write it down. If you know it, that's great. That's great. If you got one, that's what we're talking about. And again, I got to tell you, Bible.is, I love that. Bible.is. And the kids love it. They like watching. What do you guys like watching on Bible.is? Caitlin, what do you like watching on it? The videos? The videos. They got the whole Jesus movie on there. You can watch it in chapters. Bible.is. IS. Awesome program. And it's online. And you have the whole Bible read to you. I cannot recommend it enough. And it's great for those early mornings like me when I'm too tired to even move my head and I can just hit the button. And I just get the iPod up and I look and I can read and listen to the Bible all at the same time. God's winning. Do you got it? And evangelism. What is your evangelism plan? This week, who are you going to say, okay, I'm going to talk to so-and-so about Jesus and I'm scared. Who are you going to talk to about Jesus? Who are you going to introduce Jesus to this week? Who are you praying for? What's your plan to get it done? A, B, C, D. What's your plan to get it done? Do you understand this is where the rubber meets the road? This is Christians. This is Christians. That's the response of someone who desperately, desperately loves Jesus. Whoa. All right, let's pray. Father, your word is so exciting. And the life you call us to live is so exciting. It's also scary. It's also inconvenient. But it's awesome. And it's so fulfilling. Though that's not the goal. That's just the pleasant fruit of it. The goal is, Father, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Holy Spirit, we love you. And oh, you put up with so much of our junk. And you're still there with us, loving us every day, guiding us into a closer relationship with you, sanctifying us. You've sealed us, and you are preparing for us a place in heaven. It's so amazing. Now, Father, we've got a job to do. Please, please help us to be obedient. Please, Father, the path is clear and the directions are clear. We got work to do. We've got to put you in our life and we've got to accept the inconvenience of being a servant of Christ. Help us determine what that means and by the grace and power of God to do it. Thank you, Jesus, for your patience with Pawpaw Bible Church and for all the fruit that we beg you for, especially the fruit of new believers, that folks would be saved from hell and understand what it means to be loved and to love their Creator. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
From Bibles, websites, to theology, apps, to blogs, there are so many fantastic resources for Christians. Get the latest news and reviews on what is out there to help you grow in Christ. TheSpeakinDeacon.com. Truth is here.